Poslušate SBS Slovenije. Spoštovane poslušalke, dragi poslušalci, dobrodošli ponovno v slovenski oddaji na radiju SBS. Zdravstvene oblasti na Novi Zelandiji poskušajo ugotoviti, kako in zakaj so štirje člani družine zboleli za COVID-19. Zaradi odkritja pozitivnih primerov je premierka Jacinda Ardern napovedala nove omejitve in zaprla največje mesto Auckland. To prilogo je pripravil Greg Diet. Zaradi odkritja štirih članov družine s COVID-19 na Novi Zelandiji je država hitro sprejela omejitve in zaprla Auckland. Prvi od štirih primerov, ki so jih odkrili, je moški pri 50 letih, ki so ga minuli ponedeljek po odhodu k zdravniku dvakrat testirali. Moški sicer ni nikamor potoval, imajo pa sedaj simptome trije njegovi prijatelji, ki čakajo na rezultate testiranja in so v izolaciji skupaj z družinskimi člani. Ženska v 20-ih, ki je v soboto odpotovala na priljubljeno turistično točko Rotorua, je prav tako dobila simptome. Auckland je tako sprejel omejitve tretje stopnje do sinoči, petka 14. avgusta, prebivalce v preostalem delu države pa oblasti prosijo, naj ohranjajo medsebojno razdaljo in upoštevajo omejitve druge stopnje. Premierka Jacinda Ardern pojasnjuje.
Everyone across the country outside of Auckland, we're asking for social distancing, we're asking for those limits on mass gatherings again, and we're asking everyone to keep track of where they have been. Some may ask why it is that we only have Auckland at level 3. Obviously, that is currently the source and the centre, as it were, of this particular outbreak. And so at the moment, those who are investigating in Rotorua, primarily we're looking at potentially casual contacts, whereas obviously in Auckland we are looking for the source of the infection at this point in time.
Generalni direktor za zdravje dr. Ashley Bloomfield pravi, da je Nova Zelandija namerno hitro ukrepala.
So we have seen in other countries and jurisdictions like in Victoria, in Hong Kong and in Vietnam where a resurgence occurs that it is incredibly important to act early. Where the level of alert level that we are implementing here in New Zealand was not implemented in Victoria till some weeks after their first cases reappeared in the community. That is why we are responding strongly and quickly again. We have the systems in place to help stamp out the virus and stop it spreading. And once again, we have done this before and we can do it again.
Barbara Anderson pomaga voditi Lay Jackson, družinsko podjetje v Aucklandu, ki izdeluje zavese, senčila in mehko opremo. Poleg nekaterih kršitev karantene na Novi Zelandiji pravi, da je večinoma zadovoljna s tem, kako so se oblasti spopadale s pandemijo.
There seems to have been quite a few incidents one way and another where people have done the wrong thing. In terms of our business in general, haven't come back post the COVID lockdown, we are full steam ahead. In fact, we are, if we looked at our financial calendar for the financial year this year, we're actually doing better than we did at the same time last year, which also included a month of lockdown. So that's a very weird outcome from COVID.
Preden so omenjene štiri primere odkrili, je Nova Zelandija zabeležila več kot 100 dni brez primera prenosa COVID-19 v skupnosti. Andersonova se sedaj sprašuje, ali najnovejši primeri pomenijo, da v državi niso opravili dovolj testiranj.
Come from an unknown source that says it's been in the community. Should they have been doing more random testing? My son had cold, a respiratory infection at one stage, and went to the testing facility but was turned away because he didn't have a doctor's note to be tested. To me, they should have just been testing if somebody turned up. You shouldn't have to have gone through a doctor to get testing.
Rusija je postala prva država, ki je odobrila regulativno odobritev cepiva proti COVID-19, vendar strokovnjake skrbi, da je država s tem postopkom pohitela. Cepivo je bilo odobreno, preden so cepivo preizkusili na več tisoč ljudeh in s tem izločili morebitne varnostne težave in sploh ugotovili, če deluje. Dr. Amesh Adalia iz Univerzitetnega centra za zdravstveno varnost John Hopkins pravi, da je zaskrbljen, ker so Rusi ukrepali prehitro.
I thought that there was likely a danger in doing this before we know how safe and effective this vaccine is, because right now we're engaged in a global race to develop a vaccine as quick as possible. And we have to worry not only about making a safe and effective vaccine, but creating confidence in the public so that they desire to actually take this vaccine. And if something were to go wrong, that's going to set us all back. So we want to be very careful about how we do this. So if something happens in this Russian experience in terms of a new safety signal, or maybe it doesn't show to be as effective as possible, that's going to color all of the other vaccines and make the public health messaging much harder.
Francoska vlada pravi, da gredo številke primerov v Franciji v napačno smer. Premier Jean Castex pravi, da je javnost neprevidna. Podatki pa kažejo, da je bilo v skoraj 48 urah, točneje od prejšnje sobote 8. avgusta do ponedeljka 10. avgusta, 5000 novih primerov. Brez skupnega truda bo virus težje nadzorovati.
En France, la situation liée à l'épidémie de COVID-19 s'est dégradée au cours des derniers jours.
In France, the situation related to the COVID-19 outbreak has deteriorated over the past few days. For the past 2 weeks or so, the epidemiological situation we've been monitoring very closely has indeed been moving in the wrong direction.
Pandemija je tako v Franciji zahtevala že 30 tisoč življenj, v svetu skoraj 739 tisoč, za COVID-19 pa se je okužilo že več kot 20 milijonov ljudi. Za več informacij v slovenskem jeziku obiščite sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
Všečkaj, deli, komentiraj. Spremljaj SBS Slovenijo na Facebooku.